You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about gaining a new level of confidence in one day. I know some people tell me, De Niro, it's impossible to gain it in one day. It's a process. And while I do agree with that on some levels, there are certain things that you can do today, not gimmicky things. These are actual steps that will help you gain that confidence and then move forward in the best possible way. Now, before I get into the 4 points, can you please share these episodes with someone that you know may be struggling with these concepts, with these things? I used to struggle with them, so I know for a fact that you either are struggling with them yourself, or you know someone that may be having, you know, difficulties. And if you show them these episodes, if you talk about these things with them, first off, you're going to have a very good conversation about something productive. But second of all, you will remember these things better when it's time for you to implement them, okay? So point number one, stop overthinking. Just do what scares you. Guys, I'm going to use a very cool example. If you walk up to a wall and you're thinking, well, I could climb it if I put my mind to it, but I'm not ready yet. And just imagine if you stand there and you wait, that wall is going to get higher and higher and higher and more difficult for you to climb. So I want you to associate waiting with a lesser chance of you achieving that goal. When you start putting it in that perspective, all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I'm about to do a hard thing. Instead of you sitting there and waiting and pondering, just go and get it, do it. What's going to happen? The worst that can happen is it's not going to get done correctly the first time. But guess what? You can do it again and do it again. You can adjust your path. You don't only get one chance in life if you go for it right away. Of course, some things you do, but you'll know which things those are and which are not. So in this case, stop overthinking. Do what scares you. Do that phone call. Make that phone call. Make that, you know, write that email that you don't feel like you can write to that client, or incorporate your business, or start doing those complex things that feel overwhelming, because once you're in them, things will feel different. You'll be like, hey, wait a minute. It's just a collection of tasks. It's not harder tasks. It's just a collection of tasks that once you're in them and you start, you know, doing the first, second, third, fourth, everything will start flowing in a much better way. Point number two, role play and practice speaking. Record yourself and play it back. Guys, this actually applies to me. I've been doing this podcast for about 205 episodes. I remember the very first time that I started, I had to re-record the first episode. Oh my God, I don't even know, like probably more than 15 times. I was like, oh, this is not for me. You know, I can't speak for more than 10 seconds without making a mistake. And now look at me. I mean, it's probably not the best podcast in the world, even though I do believe it is, but it does not require this much, you know, thinking on my end. I have the posts in front of me, I read them, and it's just about practice. I role play day in and day out. Even when I'm not recording, I'm trying to speak a certain way, make sure that I sound good. Trust me, do the work. Within a few months, you'll see amazing results. Point number three, keep your body active. Physical activity increases confidence. Now, I want you to stop thinking about physical activity only as a way to get your body in shape. A lot of people don't do physical activities because maybe they're not overweight, because maybe they can breathe well and they're like, oh, you know, like my lungs are good, or whatever the reason is behind you not doing physical activity. Do not only associate physical activity with body, you know, increase it, you know, an increase in body strength or anything like that. It is also, in my opinion, mainly about confidence and self-worth and, you know, overall mental health, because the more you push yourself from a body perspective, the more you'll realize that you can do things in life, things that are hard, like, you know, like a 5K run a day or 4K run a day or lifting weights for 30 minutes a day, whatever you feel like it's hard. If you do it consistently, it will remind you that you are a great person. You remind you that you have unlimited potential. Okay. Point number four, sleep eat well, and overall, you know, when you feel good, you act confident. This is a very important thing. If you eat garbage every single day and you don't sleep well, and then you wake up in the morning and you feel, hey, you know, I don't have the right confidence level to, you know, tackle a big program or whatever it is that you're doing, guess what? You're fueling your body with the wrong fuel. You're eating not good stuff. You're not sleeping well. That means that when you wake up in the morning, you'll feel tired, groggy, your body doesn't have the right nutrients to, you know, give you the right energy and be in the right state of mind. And that's the only reason why you're not operating at the levels that you would like to. So if that is you right now, do not doubt yourself. Do not doubt your potential. What you want to do is eat well, sleep for at least 7 to 8 hours. I wouldn't say 8 hours. If you're like me, after 8 hours, you start getting actually lazy. So you sleep between 7 and 8, but everybody is different. And once you have been doing, you know, this routine for at least a week, then you can start, you know, seeing the results of, you know, like your new diet and your new sleeping patterns, and things will flow a lot better. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.